I've got a couple of announcements. It's my understanding the Vendors Hospitality Room will be open at around 2:15 today. So after the sessions are over, be sure and stop by and see their displays and participate in the goodies they have down there. We do have a slight schedule change. I'm going to give the South Dakota Program Manager's Report, and then I will be giving the North Dakota Program Manager's Report. And that's probably not going to take an hour, so Wayne St. Germain is going to get started on the updates before the 2 o'clock break, and we'll still break at 2. Now, the last session of the day, the 3:15 session, North Dakota people, you're free to go down the hospitality suite, but South Dakota operators, we want to keep you for a little bit longer and go over a couple of things. Shouldn't take too long. Okay.
Do it real work.
Okay, the South Dakota Gas Pipeline Safety Program. We have two inspectors that are spending about 50% of their time each in pipeline safety. That's Stacy and myself. We're targeting doing 100 inspection days per year. Our current plan is a complete review of the regulations every 2 years. Covered operators, I think there's 13. There's the Basin Groton Combustion Turbine Pipeline, the Black Hills Power Gas Combustion Turbine Pipelines, Crooks Municipal Gas, Garrettson Municipal Gas, Humboldt Municipal Gas, Mid-American Energy, Montana Dakota Utilities, the Manny Subdivision, which is a small gas master meter, North Star Energy, which is a propane system in Pollock, Northwestern Energy, South Dakota Interstate Pipeline, and a new one to us this year, Sioux Falls Sanitary Landfill Gas Pipeline that delivers propane to an ethanol, or landfill gas to an ethanol plant. Watertown Municipal Gas and XL Angus Hansen Pipeline. A few statistics. We have 221 miles of gas transmission line intrastate, 5,153 miles of gas distribution mileage, and 205,417 gas services. Here's an incident history for South Dakota. For the last number of years, there was an incident in 1998, one in 2004, two in 2007, and one in 2008. The incident in 2008 was leaking gas at the NDU Town Border Station located on Airport Road in Pierre, South Dakota. It caught on fire at 8:20 a.m. on February 20th. An MDU employee responded to escaping gas at the relief valve stack. When he opened the door to the regulator station building, it was singed from leaking gas from inside the building, ignited when the door was opened and the gas reached an ignition source. The utility pig was received at the South Dakota Interstate Pipeline pig receiving station next door just prior to the incident. There were no injuries or deaths, $150,000 in damage. The probable cause was a flange gasket failure, and the root cause indicates that possibly the transmission pigging process may have contributed to the incident by some debris that came through when the filters released. There were no violations cited. The resolution, the two companies agreed to a controlled release of gas to recover a second pig that was in the line. That controlled release failed to bring in the second pig. About a week later, on a cold day, it came in and there was not a repeat of the incident. South Dakota small incidents. In South Dakota, we have an informal definition of a small incident that's a loss of service to two or more customers for a duration of two or more hours, or the evacuation of a multiple occupancy building or business, injury of any type, regardless of whether or not it requires inpatient hospitalization, or damage to property other than property owned or leased by the operator. Here's a summary of probable causes of the incidents that were reported in 2008. There were 34 small incidents. 27 of them were third-party excavation damage. Three were natural forces with the flooding that we saw. One was vehicle damage. Two were equipment failure. And one was a utility operator error, shut the wrong valve. Here's a summary of our inspection activity. In 2008, for distribution, we had 62 standard days, 12 construction days, and 33 days of incident investigation. And for transmission, we spent 22 days inspecting standard inspections and 3 construction inspections. So we have a total of 133 inspection days between the two of us in 2008. Enforcement statistics. We cited one probable violation, which was corrected. We cited 173 warnings, which in South Dakota are used for first offenses or less serious offenses. 89 of them were corrected. There was 84 outstanding at the end of the year. Waivers. We granted 2 waivers in 2008 to Mid-American and Northwestern. Both waivers were permanent waivers of 49 CFR 192-285C, which states that joiner requalification is required if joiner has not made joints in any 12 months or has 3 joints, 3% failed testing in any 12 months. The alternate requalification approved in the waivers was that a person must be requalified under an applicable procedure at least once each calendar year, but at intervals not exceeding 15 months. In addition, if a joiner has 1 joint under the procedure that is found to be unacceptable by testing, that person must re-qualify under that procedure as an initial qualification. Major construction activity. City of Sioux Falls, 11-mile, 12-inch HDPE low-pressure landfill gas line from the Sioux Falls Regional Sanitary Landfill to the Poet Ethanol Plant. Classified as transmission, 51 PSI MA. Okay. Since we're pretty new, I put up where we're at with our training for being inspectors. I've finished all 6 required courses and completed 3 electives. Stacy, in the short time she's been here, has completed 4 classes and will get the remaining 2 this year. Highlights. We completed the investigation of the 2007 Mitchell incident. We completed the investigation of the 2008 Pier TBS incident. We instituted new inspection reporting and tracking system and added a new inspector. And that's it. Any questions on the report?